Jacka News, you need to know. You need to know now.
Pretoria will sizzle tomorrow at 33 degrees. Johannesburg 30, Emalahleni 28, Rustenburg 36.
The N3 between Bedford View and Germiston, very, very slow both directions at the moment. Northbound a mess from the M2 link. Southbound there's been a crash after Van der Buren, causing queuing from the R24 side. And on the R24 there's been a crash heading towards Barbara Road and OR Tambo.
The Stormers bring back Manu Lebok and Frans Malherbe as Fenter brings up his 50th cap, and Protea captain Themba Bavuma ruled out of the second Bangladesh test.
The Department of Home Affairs has issued the first ever marriage certificates officially recognizing Muslim marriages. The change allows Muslim couples to register their nikah marriages, which will now be officially recognized on the National Population Register. Home Affairs Minister Leon Schreiber says they have so far issued 33 marriage certificates.
This is a major step towards enhancing the dignity of this faith community and reflects the ongoing commitment of Home Affairs to deliver dignity to all our valued clients. It is also an expression of nation building and a celebration of South Africa's unity in diversity.
Now, Al Jamal says it plans to help 1 million Muslim couples obtain valid South African marriage certificates under the new provisions by the Department of Home Affairs. Here's Al Jamal spokesperson Shamima Sali.
The first such certificate with the entry of Muslim marriage was issued on the 15th of October 2024 to a couple whose nikah was performed at Cravenby Estate in the Western Cape. Marriages of Muslims have never been recognized in South Africa despite more than 350 years of Islam in the country.
In other big news today, the community of Orlando East in Soweto have been lauded for their role in the arrests of little Amatla Samane's alleged killer. The 6-year-old girl from Soweto was allegedly kidnapped, raped and murdered by the 24-year-old suspect on Monday after he lured her into his rented room. Following news of the crime, community members rounded up those linked to the suspect and handed them over to police. Botlane Morisane from the Sekgofatso Pule Foundation applauded community members for not taking the law into their own hands.
The community plays such a huge role in the apprehension of this animal. I will refer to him as an animal because he doesn't deserve anything decent. I think more than anything, the one thing that has us gobsmacked is the fact that he has the audacity to even ask for bail when he is, first of all, here illegally so, and he's done such a heinous crime.
Social Development Minister Sisisi Tolashe has announced the introduction of alternative payments for social grants to combat rampant fraud within the South African Social Security Agency. The plan includes switching to dedicated bank cards for grant beneficiaries. She noted SASSE is investing in advanced technology to enhance fraud prevention and improve the integrity of the grant payment system. And finally, the Provincial Heritage Resource Authority in Gauteng has declined the Federation of Afrikaans Cultural Organizations' application to designate Pretoria's famous jacaranda trees as an official heritage site. According to the Heritage Authority, the trees, known for its famous lilac blossoms, did not originate in the country, but in fact in South America. But the Federation spokesperson Gerard Pretorius disagrees.
Pretoria is known as the jacaranda city. This should already be a very big indication of the intrinsic heritage value these trees have to the capital city. And in Gauteng, there are around about 65,000 trees and 70,000 in the city of Gold in Johannesburg. And this is a very big indication of the heritage value that stems from these trees.
I'm Chanel September net weer hoof nes die eer die departement van binnelandse sake het die eerste huweliksertifikaat ooit uitgereik wat moslim huwelike amptelik erken.
More music you'd love all day on
Jacaranda FM.
Jacaranda FM on the station that sounds like you.
Baby born a Birkin, she's been telling me all night long. Gasoline and groceries, the list goes on and on. It's 9 to 5, ain't working.